This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
The staff at Sydney Body Car Star understands that traffic accidents happen.
If you're involved in one, come to Sydney Body Car Star and relax. We'll take it from here.
Great growth in business led to recent expansion at Sydney Body Car Star, where you benefit from the very best collision repair technicians.
I take great pride in making sure that the details and color matches are exactly perfect.
Satisfaction guaranteed at Sydney Body Car Star.
Well, recently I had my vehicle there, and I was able to go online and view the progress they were making daily. This put my mind at ease and I was able to relax.
Using Sydney Body Car Star's advanced software program, AutoWatch, follow your car through the repair process from home.
Customers always come back and back and back at Sydney Body Car Star.
175 North Stolly in Sydney.
We're honest, we care, we're friendly and near, we're Car Star. Relax,
we'll take it from here.
Phone 492-4783.
Meet the team at Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine. Our physicians, trainers, and therapists are highly skilled and treat injuries unique to student athletes. Wilson athletic trainers serve specific schools and are on site at sports contests. The Injured Athlete Clinic is open Mondays. Sports enhancement programs boost strength, speed, and flexibility. Phone 937-498-5548 or visit wilsonhospital.com. Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine in Sydney, keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
Honey, why does the doorbell ring when I turn on the kitchen lights?
I rewired that. It should work now.
No, it doesn't.
Don't rely on short-term fixes that need long-term solutions. A U.S. Bank Home Equity line of credit may help turn the equity in your home into lasting improvements. Visit a U.S. Bank branch, usbank.com/dreambig, or call 800-209-BANK.
Home sweet normal home.
Some restrictions may apply. Subject to credit approval. Mortgage and home equity products offered through U.S. Bank National Association, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center markets in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
Holloway Sportswear in Sydney features the full game plan of athletic apparel, bags, fan gear, warm-ups, outerwear, and much more. Deep color offerings, unbeatable quality, and the latest trends in high-performance fabrics. Holloway gets fans, coaches, and athletes to the bonus line with extras that help fashion their games. Check your local sporting goods store and rule the sideline with Holloway Sportswear. Download catalogs and view product videos at hollowayusa.com.
My name is Mackenzie Wells, a senior cheerleader at Anna High School. You are listening to ScoresBroadcast.com and the exciting basketball action of the Anna Rockets. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system.
And good afternoon to you, high school basketball fans. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee. Today we speak to you from the Anna High School Gymnasium in Shelby County. The Rockets take to the floor, ranked number 3 in the state in girls division 3. The opponent today, the Middletown Madison Mohawks from the Southwest Buckeye League Buckeye Division. That division is comprised primarily of division 3 schools like Anna. In fact, this year both Anna and Middletown Madison take part in the Franklin Monroe Division 3 Girls Super Sectional. Anna comes into this game, as I mentioned, number 3 in the state of Ohio in D3, 15-1 on the season, 9-0 in the Shelby County League. The only setback right here a couple weeks ago at the hands of Division 4 powerhouse Minster. Middletown Madison, 10-6 on the year, 7-1 in the Southwest Buckeye League. Chuck, it's a club that's lost 6 times. That's deceiving. Middletown Madison plays a very stringent schedule. In fact, a number of Division 2s and Division 1s on the Middletown Madison card this year. The head coach is Brian McGuire. He's the son of the late Bill McGuire, who was a sports star at Middletown back in the early 50s. That's my hometown, and I researched those glory days, the 40s, 50s, and 60s, when I was younger. and Bill McGuire, the father of Brian, the head coach of Middletown Madison, was an outstanding multiple sport performer at Middletown High. A lot of tradition at Middletown Madison, including the head coach and his father's days at Middletown High School. Middletown Madison girls basketball has been very good in recent years. A trip to the state championship game, a loss one year to Anna when Anna won the state. That was in a D3 girls regional championship contest. This is the fourth regular season meeting between these two teams. They'll play again next year at Middletown Madison. And Madison won the first of the four confrontations between these two. Good rivalry. And now these two clubs are in the same super sectional that could last for years to come.
Well, I mean, it's fun to play non-league games against good competition, win or lose. I mean, obviously you want to win, but that's what gets you tournament ready.
Yep.
And Anna does that year in and year out. They play a really tough non-league schedule, and they have for years, and that's why when the tournament comes around, they are not an easy out ever.
Nope. Doug Martin has done a splendid job as the mentor of this Anna program. He has coached so many of these young ladies back when they were youngsters, when they were elementary basketball players just getting started. So he has followed them along the way. He's tutored them, provided them with instructional skills, dribbling, passing the basketball, shooting. So he has a special intrinsic reward from seeing these young ladies perform at a high level for the anniversary.
Well, after Jack Billing retired, there was a lull of a couple of years where they tried something different. They brought somebody in from the outside. Sometimes that's very effective. It really is.
Right.
Other times you want to get what they call an Anna man, and that's what they did. And they brought Doug back in. Last year they were competitive.
Yep.
This year they're a really, really good basketball team.
This is the second head coaching stint for Coach McGuire here at Middletown Madison for the varsity girls program in the earlier 2000s. He was on board as the mentor of the program for a few seasons. He himself has over 30 years coaching girls basketball, like Anna head coach Doug Martin. In fact, Coach McGuire at Middletown Madison has had many assistant coaching capacities at Middletown Christian and at Middletown Madison years before. This promises to be a very good game. Unfortunately for Middletown Madison, the starting point guard is out with the flu. Katie Cantor, a 5'8 senior, who is a magician with the basketball. I remember seeing her play in her younger years as a sophomore, and boy, she had a string on that leather. She was very good handling the basketball, and she is under the weather, will not be able to play. She's averaging 11 points a game. She'll be missed today by Middletown Madison, which, according to Coach McGuire, still hopes to compete and compete very closely with Anna this afternoon.
Well, I mean, if I was getting ready to face Avery Bensman on me defensively for an entire game, I might come down with the flu, too.
Well, these Anna Rockets are on a roll, having won their last two, scoring 66 points in each of the last two victories over a very good Rushi team and a Layman Catholic team. You simply don't know who the leading scorer is going to be for Anna. Avery Bensman is up in the mid to upper teens consistently game after game. She posted contests of 18 and 16 in the wins over Rushi and Layman Catholic. Nicole Barhorst is back on the beam, shooting it well from outside. She had 12 against Rushi, including two threes, 15 against Layman. Macy Huelskamp with a dynamite game against Rushi as she poured in 20 points in that game. That was her career high. Holly Boyd had 9. Sarah Bettinger had 7. Claire Spicer pumped in 8 for Anna in the victory over Layman Catholic. A whole host of players for these talented Rockets can put double digits on you anytime.
I tell you what, they do have a very, very well-balanced basketball team. It starts with Bensman because she is the point guard. She is the defender on the ball, as good as there is in the area.
Yep.
And she if she scores for you, to me as a coach, that's gravy, because that's not the first thing I'm asking her to do. But when she's an outstanding offensive player to go along with her defense. Sarah Bettinger is the one that I've been really impressed with. I've seen flashes through the last couple of years, but the games that we've seen this year, that young lady has turned into an all-around good basketball player. And then you talk about Nicole Barhorse. That girl, when she gets on a roll, can score against anybody.
Coach Martin Havana very pleased with the progress of his team. Tournament draw is coming up 1 week from tomorrow. More than likely, Anna will be a number one seed and will get the pick of the lot, so to speak. It'll choose where it wants to play, either at Tip in the opening round or Franklin Monroe. And you can bet other teams in that super sectional here north of I-70 will avoid Anna as much as possible.
Well, yeah, whatever they can do that, yeah, they will definitely avoid them. And I would assume that Anna would probably want to play at Tip City. That is just a guess, but they've played on that floor. They're used to that floor, and it's a little less trip. It's straight down 75 instead of veering off for 100 miles to Franklin Monroe.
We mentioned the balance in scoring for Anna. Middletown Madison has balance offensively as well, despite the loss of Katie Canner, the point guard today, who is pumping in points at a clip of 11 per game and was the quarterback of this team. She will not be on the court because of the influenza bug. Still, though, four other young ladies approach that 10 points per game mark. Kelly Bush is at 9. Allie Hoskins is at 8. Hunter Whiteman is at 8. Lily Reynolds is at 7. Lily Reynolds, I should say. She's at 7. She had 13 in a recent win over Carlisle on Thursday and was splendid in a win a couple weeks ago over Preble Shawnee. That was the contest that Coach Martin of Anna scouted Middletown Madison. But the Mohawks are blessed with a number of pretty good scores, so it's not simply a case of Anna focusing on one or two young ladies. And Middletown Madison can drain points from anywhere on the court, too.
Right, and I mean, I think the biggest problem facing Middletown Madison is without your point guard, that's the distributor, even though she scores points for you, too. But she's the one that gets you in the right sets and runs the show, and that is a place where Anna really excels. And I'm going to mention her again. Like I said one time before, I'm not her agent. I'm not making any money off this. But Avery Bensman is the best on-ball defender in this area, and I'm going to all divisions, not just Division III.
Yeah, she makes life so difficult for opposing offenses, which, as a result of her presence, oftentimes start their offensive set so far out on the floor, she can take it away from you in a heartbeat. And because Middletown Madison misses its point guard today in Katie Canner, the Mohawks could have a little bit of a challenge facing them running the show at the offensive end of the floor.
Well, and if I was coaching Middletown Madison, I would be point guard by committee, and whoever Bensman's guarding would not be the one bringing the ball down the floor.
Right. Now, Middletown Madison 10-6 on the year, as we noted, in the middle of an 8-game road stretch. Now, that includes a few contests on neutral floors, holiday tourneys, and so forth, but 8 straight games for Middletown Madison away from the Middletown Madison High School gym.
Well, you would assume those red uniforms feel comfortable to them then.
They're the Road Warriors. We expect a very good game today here on ScoresBroadcast.com. This series continues next season. I may have alluded to that already. The two clubs will connect at Middletown Madison in 2016-17. So many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors here today. These anchors include American Architectural Glass in Clayton, Barker Insurance, North Edge of Sydney, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, Sydney Body Car Star on Stolly in Sydney, the U.S. Bank with 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine, and the Sydney Daily News with the best sports page coverage around. And thanks as well to these Anna community sponsors, Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville, and Wells Brothers, Inc. in Anna, 8 expanding divisions, excellent workmanship at Wells Brothers. Lineups in the Tip are next on ScoresBroadcast.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Bodkin's, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you too will return to the In Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, seven of us, including five children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkin's, 25 and 274.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
Visiting team starters being introduced initially here at the Anna High School gym this afternoon. Allie Hoskins, 5'11 junior, 8 points a game, opens up at a wing. She's joined by Hunter Whiteman, a 5'8 senior, 8 points per contest. Also in the opening five, Kelly Bush, a 5'10 junior, 9 points a game. Kaylee Dietz, 5'7 a senior, also on the floor to start the game. And the additional starter is Lily Runnels. She is a sophomore, 5 feet, 5 inches tall, averaging 7 points per contest. Probably the biggest win this year for Middletown Madison, an early season triumph over Bethel Tate, which was 8-0 at the time. The Mohawks knocked them off. Anna has huge triumphs over Division II stronghold Lima Bath and league rival Fort Laramie, plus a win this season at Marion Local. Anna coming into this game tonight with just one setback, that to Minster. The Rockets ranked third in the state this week in the girls' Division III poll. Opening five for the green and white, Sarah Bettinger at a wing, 5'8", a senior. Avery Benzman out front. She'll run the point, 5'6", a senior. Nicole Barhorst at a wing, 5'11", a senior. Macy Uhlskamp in a power forward spot, 5'11", a sophomore. And Claire Spicer gets the nod in the middle, 6'1", a junior. And I'm sure we'll see Mindy Schmidtmeyer, 5'11", a senior. And Holly Boyd, 5'7", a senior. Along with Kristen Grimes, 5'7", a senior, off the bench fairly quickly. Opening tip to start the game, Hoskins jumping against Uhlskamp, and Anna wins it. Bettinger into the right corner, gives it up on the play to Uhlskamp.
Madison starts out a 2-3 zone.
Yep, zone defense by Middletown Madison. Ball thrown low left to Bettinger. Foul line extended right to Avery Benzman. 15-foot jump shot, no good. Rebounded by Uhlskamp, up and in off the backboard. 2-0, Anna in front at the start. And the Anna Rockets are applying full court pressure. Getting set to throw in for Middletown Madison. Beneath the basket to the right is Hoskins. 10 players in backcourt. It was fed into Dietz, back to Hoskins. She's got it in the far corner, trapped momentarily. Flips it up ahead to Runnels. Bounce pass left of the lane to Whiteman. It gets away from her, goes out of bounds. That's what Anna will do to you, Chuck, speed you up.
Well, the diamond press that they're playing full court is designed to trap the corners and make you play faster, and it worked to perfection the first time.
Avery Benzman, timeline, loops it up ahead to Nicole Barhorst. 25 feet away, skip pass near side to Bettinger. Right corner, Uhlskamp. Little give and go to Benzman. She drives, banks it, missed it, no good. Good assist. Benzman couldn't finish. Rebound, Middletown Madison. Long run out. Down the floor to Lily Runnels in the corner. Gave it up to Hoskins. Back to Runnels. Straddles the arc. Two-pointer, no good. Long rebound, Hoskins of Middletown Madison. Flips inside the lane to Bush. She powers to the rim. Got it. Nice play, Kelly Bush. We're tied at two. 6:45 to go, first quarter. Here is Anna attacking. Benzman foul line. Outside the lane on the left of Yulskamp. Jump shot way short. Rebound laid up and in by Nicole Barhorst. 4-2 Rockets. Middletown Madison attacking the pressure. Nicely done. Quickly down the floor. Whiteman beats the press. Missed the shot in close. Rebound though to Runnels on the arc. A long three ball. Good by Lily Runnels of the Mohawks. Middletown Madison 5 and a 4. 6:13 to go first quarter. Backcourt Benzman up ahead to Bettinger. Bettinger picked up by Runnels. Now to Avery Benzman, who veers off into the left corner. Hands to Spicer in the lane to Yulskamp. Splits a couple defenders. Dishes to Barhorst for the layup. Good ball movement by Anna. 6-5 Rockets. Here's Middletown Madison throwing over the top of Anna's pressure. Long heave down the floor. Whiteman missed the shot in close. Rebound taken down by Middletown Madison's Hoskins. In and out on the short shot around the rim. And Anna takes it off the iron. Tough break for the Mohawks right there. That ball landed on every centimeter of the iron and came away. Foul line, Yulskamp for Anna, which is up one. To Barhorst, baseline left, Bettinger. Open look, 15, she'll take it and make it. You give Benzman, or I should say Bettinger, that much freedom, that close, she'll drain the shot on you. Quickly, Middletown Madison, baseline right. Short jump shot in the air by Kelly Bush. Bingo, she attacks. 8-7, Anna up a point. Good offensive start to this game for both teams. Spicer in the right corner for Anna. Overplay by Bush. Can't get the steal. Spicer missed the shot. Rebound Bettinger for Anna up and in. 10-7 in favor of the Rockets. Middletown Madison up the floor. Down the left side, Hoskins. Hoskins beats Yulskamp. Beats Spicer all the way to the rack with a left-hander. Good.
So far, the press has worked once and gotten layups for Middletown Madison three times.
Yep, Anna's giving up easy points to the Mohawks, staying in that press. Here's Spicer, baseline right for Anna, left open. She pops out, catches the ball, and drains a 15-footer. Both teams red hot early. 4:20 to go, first quarter, 12-9 Anna. Middletown Madison in the left corner, it's Whiteman. Lost the ball, it's on the deck. Bettinger for Anna, scrapes it off the hardwood. Outlet to Barhorst, down to Yulskamp, intercepted. Nice play by Hoskins of Middletown Madison. Hoskins dribbling, head of the key, foul line, in the paint, right between a couple defenders, and it's ruled a charge on the Mohawks. That one could have gone either way. Anna had two players set. It looked like the Middletown Madison player might have sliced between them.
Well, she tried to slide between, but as long as the Anna player doesn't move, you don't have to take it chest to chest. You can take it on the side. The contact was created by Middletown.
4 minutes gone here in the first quarter. Anna up 12-9. Bettinger ahead of the key. Outside the lane on the left of Yulskamp. Dribbles once. Onto the block to Spicer. Shot short. Good defense on the play by Hoskins, who got a piece of it. Now the ball's on the floor. Foul called. Reach in against the Mohawks. 3:49 to go, first quarter. Anna throwing in baseline left. It's Bettinger. Lobbing to Yulskamp. Hands off to Benzman. Foul line. Right wing Barhorst. She hurls up a long three ball. Nothing but net. A bomb by Barhorst of Anna, which leads 15-9. Here comes Hoskins, barreling down the floor for Middletown Madison. Strides into the lane, beats a couple Rockets. Hooking foul against Anna from the backside.
The other thing this press is going to do to Madison is they don't have a very deep bench. They only had six girls that didn't play JV. So speeding them up is going to tire them out.
You're so right, Chuck. Anna, as I mentioned, has three young ladies off the bench who play a lot in Schmidtmeyer, Boyd, and Grimes. And here's an inbounds pass by the Anna Rockets. Knocked away by Middletown Madison. Anna gets it back. And we have a timeout called by the Mohawks. 3.5 to go, first quarter. Anna up 6, 15-9 on scoresbroadcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Clayton completed major glass installation for the beautiful new University of Kentucky soccer complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field level windows that they installed down on the playing surface so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting. It looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG.
The service that we got, the facilities that we've been able to generate from their work has been fantastic.
American Architectural Glass, AAGInc.OH.com.
24 points have been scored in this game in 4.5 minutes, 15-9, Anna. After the timeout, the Rockets throw it in again. Middletown Madison pries it away. It goes out of bounds. Rockets still control it, though. Bensman, midcourt, gives it up on the play to Bettinger. Avery feeds Barhorst on the arc on the right. Whoops, she dragged the pivot foot in attempting to reach Spicer with a bounce pass in the corner. Anna puts on the heat in backcourt. 10 players, rear side of the timeline. It's flipped up the floor by Middletown Madison to Hoskins. Look at her go. She speeds the other way. Beautiful driving left-hand layup. 15-11. Anna's lead is 4. Barhorst in the right corner to Huleskamp for Anna. On top to Nicole. Tries to split a couple defenders. Leaves it for Macy 20 feet away. She dives into the lane. Around two defenders. In and out on the shot. No good. Rebound to the baseline. Touch by Spicer. Goes out of bounds to Middletown Madison.
Good move by Huleskamp. Just couldn't make it drop.
Nope. Very tight shot near the basket for her. After slithering around a couple defenders, normally she'll make that one from several feet away. Here is Middletown Madison inbounding against pressure. Runnels in backcourt zooms up the right side of the floor over the timeline against Avery Bensman of Anna. Ball thrown 25 feet away to Whiteman. To Runnels in the right corner. Deep three by her. Skipped off the rim. Rebounding foul against Hoskins of Middletown Madison. And that's 2. And that's critical for the Mohawks. She is a very athletic player. Is Allie Hoskins, 5'11 junior, and she has been tagged with 2 fouls already. Here's Anna attacking, 40-foot pass down the floor, baseline right to Huleskamp. Steps off the baseline, has the angle, and banks it in from 8 feet. Nice job by Huleskamp. 17-11, Anna. Here's a clear out in the left corner for Hoskins for Middletown Madison. She drives, feeds it baseline right to teammate Jackie Kovchek, who's in, a 5'7 sophomore, and she pumps home a 10-footer. Quickly, Anna back the other way. Spicer in the right corner for the Rockets. She's got an 18-footer available, and she connects.
I think her facing up makes her more effective than her playing with her back to the basket.
Isn't that the truth? Yep. Yeah, she likes to face. She gets good looks. She's confident.
She's got a nice stroke.
Form is superb. And in traffic, it's not as easy for Claire to maneuver with her back to the basket and get in position to score as it is when she receives the ball facing up, maybe even from a few steps further away from the hoop.
Yeah, she doesn't get a lot of lift inside, so that takes some of her height away.
Minute and a half to go, first quarter, 19-13, Anna. Middletown Madison near midcourt. It's Whiteman over guarding foul Barhorst of Anna, her second. So Barhorst and Hoskins, very good players for each team, a foul apiece, or I should say 2 fouls apiece. 90 seconds remaining here in the first. Hunter Whiteman comes out for Middletown Madison. Kaylee Dietz, 5'7 senior, on the floor with Hoskins, who handles now, top of the key, to Runnels, 25 feet out. Now to Bush. Bush straight away with a triple. Bullseye! She's got it.
Whew. Nice start to the game for Kelly. She's got 7.
Kelly Bush, red hot. 19-16, Anna up 3. Four court right, Anna with the ball in the arc. It's Holly Boyd. Whistle sound. She looks down at her feet. Thought she was stationary. Referee Todd Baker says, no, you walked.
She moved them both.
19-16 in favor of Anna. A high octane first quarter. Each team offensively running and shooting extremely well. Down to 3. Middletown Madison with the ball. Head of the key. It's fed to Whiteman. She's got a crease down the lane. Takes it all the way to the cup. Good. Off the backboard. Stellar drive. Hunter Whiteman to the Mohawks. 19-18. 1-point lead, Anna. Quickly, forecourt right. It goes to Schmidtmeyer, who's in off the bench now for Anna. Schmidtmeyer on the hardwood. Mindy, a 5'11 senior. Boyd's got it. Bettinger deep in the right corner. Back to Boyd. Fakes right, goes left. Flips a pass to Yuleskamp. Good look from 15 feet away. Short, no good. Weak side rebound up and in by Bettinger.
She has three offensive rebounds and two putbacks.
21-18, Anna. 17 seconds to go, first quarter. Midcourt, it's Dietz for Middletown Madison. Goes to Bush, 25 feet away. Picked up there by Schmidtmeyer. Bush fakes right, goes left. Back to the basket, spin move, doesn't shoot. Leaves it in the corner for Whiteman. Overshoots a long three with a second to go. Rebound, Anna. Buzzer sounds, that's it. Superbly played first quarter offensively by both teams. Anna 21, Middletown Madison 18 after one on scoresbroadcast.com.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambach Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville, one of our underwriting sponsors on scoresbroadcast.com, reaching out to aid small businesses is Adams Tech Solutions. High-tech computer solutions, remote management, custom builds, upgrades, tutoring, data recovery, data transfer, and more. Plus, Adams Tech Solutions repairs mobile devices, phones, handhelds, iPods, and iPads. Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville. Phone 538-6948, 538-6948, Adam Rice, R-E-I-S-S, high quality, and he is prompt. Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville. Good start, second quarter, Middletown Madison. A long outside jump shot, a two-pointer by whom, Chuck?
It was Hunter Whiteman right off the wing. Nice form on the shot.
21-20, Anna up a point. Rockets have it knocked out of bounds beneath the basket. Anna will throw in, though it's called a foul, underneath on Bush against Middletown Madison. Common personal. Flipped into Boyd, 25 feet away. Hand off to Avery Benzman. Loops it across the top of the key to Bettinger. Looks for Spicer, foul line, squares up, shoots the 15-footer, a lot of rim, and it goes in. Soft touch, no spin of the ball.
Shooter's touch.
Yes. Hardly any roll. Dead spin shot by Spicer, and she got the hop off the iron. 23-20. Anna up three. Middletown Madison on the dribble. Hoskins, near side pass. Goes to Kovchek. Outside the arc on the right flank. It's fed to Hunter Whiteman. Long jumper high in the air off the back iron. Comes down into the lap of Bettinger of Anna. Scoots up the floor to Avery Benzman. Back to Sarah. Foul line extended left. 16-footer short. Rebound yanked off by Whiteman of Middletown Madison. Here's Whiteman on the dead run. She barges into the lane. Anna defender is there. It's ruled offensive.
Again, I have to go with the call. I mean, I know that the defender was moving, but she was moving backwards.
6.5 minutes to go. Second quarter, 23-20 in favor of Anna. Excellent tempo to this game. Fast pace. Each club shooting it well. Middletown Madison has had a knack of beating Anna's pressure. The Mohawks have attacked the basket superbly and have gotten scores inside as well as some outside jumpers. Here's Anna, a little out of control. Pass into the lane to Spicer. Awkward shot, no good. Rebound Mohawks. A chance to tie with a three ball. Jumping, shooting a long one is Dietz. It would have knotted the score had it gone. Misfiring, though. Rebound to Benzman of Anna. She dashes down the floor. Lost it on the play to Whiteman. Here come the Mohawks. Picked off by Avery Benzman right in front of the Middletown Madison bench. But then she fumbles it out of bounds. good defense applied by the Mohawks. Avery couldn't hang on, and with 5:54 to go in the second quarter, Anna's up three. Midcourt, Dietz for Middletown Madison to Hoskins. Bounce pass to Reynolds in the corner. It's rolling away from her and out of bounds.
I would like to see them with Cantor, because if they had one more ball handler in this, I think they could make this a game for 32 minutes.
I was about ready to make that comment, Chuck. This Middletown Madison team giving a very good account of itself without senior point guard Katie Cantor. Long three-pointer, left corner, Uhlskamp of Anna, no good. It caroms off the iron. Middletown Madison kicks the rebound out to Runnels. She flies the length of the floor. And a hard driving layup attempt by her, no good, but she was aware the Anna defender was not set, and she attracts a two-shot foul. 5:28 to go, second quarter, 23-20 Anna. Again, Middletown Madison playing without Katie Cantor, 11 points per game, out with the flu. She's the quarterback of the club, excellent ball handler, and scorer as well, 11 per outing. I remember seeing her play, Chuck, certainly as a sophomore, maybe even some as a freshman. And she is an experienced senior athlete, not on the court today for the Mohawks. One free throw made, one missed by Middletown Madison. Anna in possession, ahead but two. We near the 5-minute mark, second quarter. Right side pass to Bettinger, right baseline Spicer. Down low to Uhlskamp, tries to make a wraparound pass for Boyd. Intercepted by Runnels. Lead out to Hoskins. Bounce pass of beauty to a teammate who lays it up and in, but no basket, a clear walking violation.
That was a good pass, he just couldn't gain control of it.
Here comes Anna, forecourt right, it's Bettinger to Benzman. Madison pressing some. Avery dashes into the lane, pulls up, 8-footer, banked it too hard, no good. Rebound Mohawks, down but two. Scurrying up into the forecourt. Comes Kovchuk, hits Hoskins.
Wow.
Hoskins, a sparkling drive right down through the teeth of the Anna defense. Hoskins scoops it up and in from down around her knees. And Anna needs a timeout. We're tied at 23, 4:42 to go in the second on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Excellent girls basketball game here today for Anna. Tied at 23. Rockets in the forecourt to her right. Bettinger lost the ball, got it back in the corner. Skips it to Holly Boyd, far side of the floor. Boyd, a 5'7 senior, in off the bench. Throws into the paint to Uhlskamp at the post position. Bush of Middletown Madison knots her up. We look to the arrow. Anna will control the ball out of bounds. It goes to Benzman straight away behind a double screen. Tries to throw it in from three-point territory. Off the rim, no good. Rebound Hoskins for Middletown Madison. Mohawks want to go. It's down to Runnels to the trailer. Hoskins, top of the key, and she sets it up. Mohawks a chance to take the lead. Near side pass to Dietz, on top to Runnels. Runnels dribbling, guarded by Benzman. Now Bush 25 feet away. Patient offensive set here by the Mohawks. Long throw along the left baseline to Runnels. She leaps to spear. Hits a teammate, skipping through the lane. It's Dietz. She continued to bounce it on the floor, then stopped, or tried to stop. Didn't continue the dribble. And it's a walking violation.
I think he hit it up right. She was skipping through the lane.
Oh, here's Anna back in a hurry. Long throw down the floor to Uhlskamp. Uhlskamp gets a moving screen from Spicer. Makes the shot, but wipe it off the board. No goal. Good call by the official. Spicer wasn't set. Used her arms and elbows to create space for Uhlskamp to go around. Fine decision by the referee. Negate the basket. We're still tied at 23. 3:38 to go, second quarter. Mohawks throw it in. Anna ties it up. Middletown Madison gets the arrow, and the Mohawks take a timeout. Just over 3.5 to play here in the second quarter. We are even up at 23 each. Anna hosting Middletown Madison in the fourth game of a series of regular season contests. There will be a fifth next year at Middletown Madison.
Well, I think Anna needs to take the press off, maybe pick them up a little stronger half court, because Madison really wants to run. They're showing that their best offense is getting down the floor and taking it to the basket.
Exactly. The Mohawks are very schooled at pushing the ball quickly under head coach Brian McGuire. And so far, the visiting team has done that effectively. Looky here. Here's a baseball-like pass, 80 feet down the floor to Reynolds. Reynolds hands off to Hoskins. Hoskins sprinting to the rim is tackled from behind. Foul on Anna. Don't think it's in the act of shooting. Nope, baseline. Mohawks throw in. Six fouls on Anna now. Five on Middletown Madison. Coach McGuire may very well have called that forward pass from out of bounds during that timeout. It nearly worked for 2 points. Mohawks a chance to go on top. Even up at 23. 3:28 to go in the second quarter. Mohawks work it inside. Then it's thrown back to Bush inside the arc. 17-footer way short. Rebound ricochets to Boyd of Anna. Near side pass goes to Schmidtmeyer, 25 feet away. That's Grimes is in now. Cross-court pass to Bettinger, 15-footer off the back brace, no good. Rebound, Anna, and the pass is telegraphed, picked up by Reynolds. Up ahead to Hoskins, who might have gotten away with the travel. Back on the arc to Reynolds, still tied at 23. 2:55 to go here in the first half. Kristen Grimes, 5'7", senior, on the floor now for Anna. Dribbling 20 feet away, Whiteman. Between the rings to Hoskins for Middletown Madison. Fakes left, goes right against Bettinger. Back out on top to Jackie Kovchek.
They're running a double high post delay right now.
Yep, Bush is in there. Whiteman's in there. Hoskins at the point. Veers off to the left. Popping out to catch is Kovchek with 2:22 to go here in the first half. 23-23 tie. Middletown Madison very patiently attacking. This is a different offensive set run against Anna. Rockets, I don't think, have seen this one in the game so far. Ball thrown into the lane to Bush. And Bush tried to go high-low to a teammate, baseline right. And in trying to thread the needle on the bounce pass, she leaned, dragged the pivot foot. That's a violation. She walked.
Well, that offense is set to control the pace, and when you turn the corner, the person on the side you go to, the person on the bottom pops out. If you don't go help, then they're going to shoot a layup, and if you do go help, they can throw it back out and just continue to run clock.
Anna's offensive game now a little uneven. The passing not very swift. Here's a floor mistake by the Rockets at the center line against pressure from Middletown Madison. Anna threw it up in the second row. And the Mohawks get it back. Tied at 23, 1:56 to go first half. Dribbling midcourt, it's Reynolds. Reynolds for Middletown Madison on the bounce. Gives it up right side to Kelly Bush. Lobbing low on the right to Hoskins. Hoskins brought the ball down. Anna reaches in. Pries it away. It's loose to Hulskamp of Anna. Up the floor to Boyd. Eyes the three ball from 21 feet. Doesn't shoot. Goes to Grimes. Baseline right to Hulskamp. Tries to find Spicer. Can't. Good double team by Madison. Now it goes cross court for Boyd. And it's intercepted on the play by Reynolds. And then she's tripped. Boy, this Lily Reynolds, just a sophomore, check. Super floor game being played by her.
Yeah, she's a hustler. She's going to shoot some free throws.
Yeah, she has intercepted at least a few passes in this game and gotten her hands on a few Anna dribbles.
Well, she's had Ben's been on her, too, and she has not turned the ball over against her, which is kind of surprising.
Exactly. 1-1 for Reynolds of Middletown Madison. Missed it, no good off the heel. Rebound to Hulskamp of Anna. Now to Benzman. What's Avery Benzman got in terms of scoring?
She hadn't scored yet. She only taken two shots.
Mohawks have done a good job guarding Avery Benzman. Intercepted pass. Nice play by Whiteman. Down the floor to Reynolds. Driving in motion hard to the rim. It rolled off. No good. Rebound below the iron, and a foul is called against Anna on the Madison attempted stick back by Kaylee Dietz. And she's got a pair at the stripe. We've been stuck at 23 now, Chuck, for better than 2 minutes.
Well, it was 21-18 at the end of the first quarter, so I think it's slowed down a little bit.
These two clubs perhaps a bit winded. The pace has been pell-mell. Tired legs now as we witness two missed free throws by Dietz of Middletown Madison. Just couldn't get the bottom limbs into that shot. 56 seconds to go in the first half. Very low scoring first quarter after a hot shooting, or I should say a low scoring second quarter after a hot shooting first period. And here's Avery Benjamin, 25 feet from the basket, trying to lob the ball down inside to Hulskamp. It goes way over her head, out of bounds. Against pressure, Middletown Madison gives it into Hoskins. 3-on-2 break. Hoskins feeds it to Runnels on the arc. She doesn't shoot. Now to Kovchek, baseline right. Back to Runnels in the right corner. Overshooting a three. Weak side rebound though to Bush. 35 seconds to go in the half. Out back to Dietz, picked up by Boyd. Boyd shakes it free. We've got a collision. What's been called? I think a foul. Middletown Madison trying to get it back after Boyd knocked it away. 31.7 to go here in the second quarter. Tied up at 23. Don't know how many times I've said that in the last few minutes.
At least like about 50 times.
Yeah. Middletown Madison's had free throws to go up by as many as three or four, but has not converted. Here's a nice drive by Avery Benjamin of Anna. Pulls up below the foul line and sinks a 12-footer. Good stop shot by Avery Benjamin of the Rockets as she probed the middle, navigating the lane, and drained a two-pointer. And then Middletown Madison with 10.5 to go in the half coughs it up on the far side of the court. It goes out of bounds. Anna up two, 25-23, a chance to gain a 4 or 5 point lead before the break with a goal here. Benjamin, top of the circle, near side to Bettinger. Inside the arc, launches, missed it, no good. Rebound Hoskins, 1 second to go. She flings a 45-footer. Oh, it grazed the iron to the left. Boy, another 3 or 4 inches to the right. Hoskins would have made a three ball for the Mohawks from the center line. Well, two quarters in the books here at Anna High School. Very good girls basketball game here today. The number 3 ranked D3 team in the state, Anna, leads Middletown Madison 25-23. The Rockets have lost just once, 15-1 on the campaign. Middletown Madison comes in 10-6, a very good club, having played a number of Division IIs and Division Is this year. Rockets up two at the break. We'll return with our Wilson Health halftime report when we come back. Thanks so much to Wilson Health in Sydney. Our report at the halftime break in just a few minutes on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center markets in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
What makes the taste of Frisch's onion rings so colossal? Well, we start with the biggest, best onions. Farm-grown colossal onions. We slice them to just the right thickness, then hand-bread them fresh, never frozen, and fry them to a delicious golden brown. It's the only way to make sure you get that signature snap in every bite. At Frisch's Big Boy, we wouldn't do it any other way.
What do customers say about Sydney Body Car Star? Do not waste your time going anyplace else. At Sydney Body Car Star, we repair all makes and models of cars and work closely with most insurance companies. Sydney Body Car Star offers towing assistance and rental car service. Accidents happen. Relax, we'll take it from here. Car Star, North America's auto body repair experts. Sydney Body Car Star at 175 Stolly in Sydney. Phone 937-492-4783.
Our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. Anna with a slim two-point lead over Middletown Madison, 25-23 here at the half. Chuck?
Well, it was 21-18, Anna, at the end of the first quarter. Anna scored 4 points in the second quarter, and Middletown Madison scored five, so it really changed the pace of the game. 15-12 rebounding advantage for the Rockets, 6-5 on the offensive boards. Middletown Madison's turned it over 10 times. Anna's turned it 9. Anna didn't go to the free throw line in the first half. Middletown Madison was 1-for-5. Individual scoring, Bush led Madison with 7. Hoskins had 6. 4 from Whiteman, 4 from Reynolds, and 2 from Kovsek. 18-5, 23 in the first half. On the other side, Nicole Barrows scored 7 in the first quarter, sat the whole second quarter in with 2 fouls. 6 from Bettinger, 6 from Spicer. They got 4 from Huelskamp and 2 from Avery Bensman. They scored 21-4, 25 for the first half.
These two clubs ran and ran at will the first quarter, and we're a little bit out of gas in quarter number 2, Chuck.
I think so, and I think Anna needs to maybe temper their press a little bit, maybe back it up, maybe run at them at half court and try to change some things up a little bit, because truly Madison really didn't have any trouble with the press in the first half.
Excellent showing by the visiting team, the Mohawks, playing without Cantor, the senior point guard here today. I do want to make a correction for Middletown Madison. The young lady who came off the bench and played, a 5'7 sophomore, Jackie Kovsek. That is the correct pronunciation.
Kovsek.
Kovsek. Looks like it could be everything but that, but that's how it is pronounced, as I have asked, and we will get that straight in the second half. Jackie Kovsek came off the bench for Middletown Madison in the first two quarters. Rockets up but 2. Halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney.
Stacy Brandewee of Fort Loramie with another Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine success story.
My daughter, Reggie, injured her knee during her first scrimmage in November 2012. We contacted Wilson Sports Medicine and arranged for an MRI, and unfortunately that MRI did show she had torn her ACL. At that time, we thought her career in high school basketball was over.
But it was not. A 2013 senior for the Fort Loramie Redskins, Reggie received outstanding care and treatment from Diane Alexander, Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine athletic trainer.
Diane was caring, she was highly skilled, and motivated Reg to the point that my daughter had the confidence to return to the court and play before any surgery.
And wow, did she ever perform, helping the Fort Loramie girls to the Division IV state title.
You know, it was just 3 days after Reggie and her teammates had won the state championship that Dr. Heckler at Wilson Sports Medicine performed the surgery to repair Reggie's ACL. Thanks to Dr. Heckler and his physician assistant, Nicole Burbacher, the surgery was a great success.
Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine in Sydney, keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
Time now for our student athlete spotlight segment here on scorersbroadcast.com, underwritten by LaCal Equipment and Jackson Center. LaCal promotes student academic success on scorersbroadcast.com and has done so since the inception of Scorers Broadcast 10 years ago. LaCal once moved to Jackson Center in Shelby County from L.A., California, thus the name LaCal, L-A-C-A-L. And during girls' games here on Scorers Broadcast, LaCal spotlights a couple players, one from each school, for visiting Middletown Madison here today. We highlight senior Hunter Whiteman, 3.9 GPA. She is an excellent student, daughter of Doug and Angie. Participates on the soccer team, plays the midfield position. Member of National Honor Society, as you would expect. A yearbook, a track, and student council. She's been accepted by a few colleges, including Wittenberg. She'd like to pursue respiratory therapy and minor in sign language. For Anna, we spotlight senior Mindy Schmidtmeyer here today. 4.0 GPA. She is the daughter of Gary and Kelly Schmidtmeyer, National Honor Society member, FCCLA, cross-country participant, member of Future Teachers of America. She assists in the first grade classroom. She'll attend Ball State or Bowling Green and pursue special education. I asked her on a day she runs her cross-country meet what she eats, and she said only a granola bar.
Wow.
That's Mindy Schmidtmeyer's recipe for success in cross-country, a granola bar the morning of. Mindy Schmidtmeyer, senior at Anna, Hunter Whiteman, senior at Middletown Madison, highlighted here today by LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, LaCal Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
LaCal's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from LaCal Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
LaCal began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to LaCal for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are LaCal Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee back here at Anna High School on scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. Understand we've got a number of listeners from Butler County down in the Middletown area today. Folks who didn't make the trip here to Anna. Hello to the Middletown Madison Mohawk fans, a small contingent of folks from Butler County down below to our right. And perhaps a significant number tuned in via scoresbroadcast.com here today. Two-point lead, Anna, 25-23. We're 1 minute away from the start of the third quarter. For those of you who have not heard of Brookins, and that may not be very many of you, Brookins has been a fixture in downtown Fort Loramie since the late 1800s when mules still pulled canal boats down the Miami-Erie Canal. Brookins has many old local pictures of sports teams hanging on its walls right beside the pics of current Redskin teams. Well, nowadays, Brookins is the place to be for enjoying some roasted chicken dinners, plus many specialty sandwiches, pizza, and the pork chop special on Saturday nights. Your food is fresh. You see, Dale and Joyce Barhorst have owned and operated Brookins for 11 years, putting their heart and soul into creating a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins, also the ideal space to reserve for family gatherings, anniversaries, wedding rehearsals, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60. The spacious second floor is open, too. With over a century of rich history and plenty of roasted chicken and Brookins burgers to go around, there's no place like Brookins. In Fort Loramie, 10 Elm Street, on the web at Brookins-USA.com. Anna in possession. We start the third quarter. Open look, Nicole Barhorst. Foul line extended right, just inside the three-point arc. 18-footer, dead center.
That's what they missed in the second quarter was Barhorst. She has become a real scorer.
And Anna pushes the lead from 2-4, 30 seconds into the third quarter. First shot taken, second half by Anna, goes to Barhorst, and she pumps it right through, swished it. Middletown Madison attacking right side of the court. It is Runnels veering out high against Avery Benzman. Runnels, a sophomore, and she handles the ball extremely well. Feeds Hoskins. Look at Hoskins go to work. Oh, a nice drive. Nifty one by her. Maneuvering down the lane, scooping it in. And then Anna hurries the other way. Bettinger catches on the block low on the right. Bumped by Bush of Middletown Madison. Number two on her. She and Hoskins have a pair each. Minute gone, third quarter. Benzman top of the key. Near side, Barhorst. She hurls up a three ball this time. Bouncing once, twice, three times on the rim. Rebounded Bettinger in the lane. Anna still got it. Up to 27-25. Ball thrown deep right corner to Sarah from Nicole. Barhorst around the top of the circle to Benzman. Left corner, Macy Uhlskamp. Now Benzman near the Rockets logo. Middletown Madison appears to be in a zone defense.
Yeah, they're back. They played a little man, but mostly zone in the first half.
Uh-huh. Here's Yuleskamp inside the arc on the left. Now to Benzman. Dribbling top of the circle, backs it out. Ball rotated right corner to Bettinger. Rockets very seldom penetrating the three-point arc in this possession. Now Barhorst gets the skip pass. Open three-point land, lets it fly, hit the back iron, came down to Bush. Long throw down the floor, hits the back of an Anna player. Rockets get it. Barhorst strides up the floor. Errant throw, intercepted by Hoskins. A run out the other way. Kaylee Dietz driving, blocked out of bounds from behind by Barhorst of Anna. That saved a two-pointer. 2 minutes gone, third quarter, 27-25, Anna. Baseline right, set to throw in for the Mohawks is Dietz. Bounce pass to Reynolds in the corner. Gets by Benzman, runs toward the rim, leaves it way short. Benzman might have nudged her from the backside. Two free throws for Reynolds. Well, she's been impressive so far, Chuck. The 5'5" sophomore. And you can bet she will log a lot of minutes the next 2 years for head coach Brian McGuire at Middletown Madison. Free throw, Reynolds up and in. Mohawks within one, 27-26. 5:57 to go, third quarter. Second shot attempt here for Reynolds. Dips the knees. And that one's around the iron, down through the cylinder. We're knotted at 27. A little over 2 minutes gone, third quarter. Benzman up ahead to Barhorst for Anna. Zone defense applied by Middletown Madison. Foul line, Spicer squares up, shoots the 15-footer and knocks it down. Good-looking jumper by Spicer. Long throw down to Reynolds for Middletown Madison, driving around Benzman. Loops it up and in on the run.
Good concentration because she got bumped on the shot with no call.
Yep. Could have been an add-on. A chance at a three-point play. No whistle, though. We're tied at 29. Anna's got the ball baseline left. It's Bettinger. Cross court, open player, Barhorst driving and laying it in off the glass. 31-29, Anna. Start of the third quarter looking more like the beginning of the game. Pressure by Anna in backcourt. Dribbling up over the timeline is Dietz for Middletown Madison. Picked up 30 feet away by Yuleskamp. Dietz on the bounce, fakes left, goes right. Into the lane to Bush, back to the basket. Throws on the arc to Whiteman. Now to Bush behind the foul line. 16-footer, a lot of rim. Backboard came off in front. Rebound Hoskins. She can't control. Out of bounds to Anna. Mohawk bench wanted the call to go Madison's way, but the referee shook his head.
Well, if I was on the Mohawk bench, I would have wanted the same thing.
It looked like it might have been a missed call. Anna, fourth court to our left, gets a timeout with 4:45 to go in the third. Rockets up but two. 31-29 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Holloway Sportswear in Sydney features the full game plan of athletic apparel, bags, fan gear, warm-ups, outerwear, and much more. Deep color offerings, unbeatable quality, and the latest trends in high-performance fabrics. Holloway gets fans, coaches, and athletes to the bonus line with extras that help fashion their games. Check your local sporting goods store and rule the sideline with Holloway Sportswear. Download catalogs and view product videos at HollowayUSA.com.
The Middletown Madison Mohawks, 10-6 on the year, playing a very stringent schedule with a lot of D1s and D2s, giving the number three state-ranked Anna Rockets all they can handle here this afternoon at the Anna Gym. And after the timeout, Anna throws inbounds, a shove-off immediately against Middletown Madison's Dietz, foul number two on her. Anna ahead, 31-29. High post at Spicer. Throws into the corner. Intercepted by Hoskins. Lead out to Reynolds all the way down. Lays it up. Oh, it curls off the iron. Collision big time on the rebound. Whistle sounded. Foul on whom?
It's going to be on Bettinger.
Bettinger for Anna on the back of the Mohawk player. Middletown Madison, 13-10 a year ago under Coach McGuire. As he started his second stint as the mentor of the varsity girls program at Middletown Madison. Inbounded to Reynolds on the arc. And she hoists up a three. It's off to the left. No good. Rebound far corner. Anna can't reel it in. It goes out of bounds to Madison. 4:26 to go here in the third. Anna still up two. 31-29. Mohawks inbounding. Dietz attempting to find Whiteman. Kicked out of bounds by Yuleskamp of Anna. Now the ball thrown to Bush, baseline left, spins on Spicer, one-hand shot, overshoots. Weak side rebound, though, to Hoskins. Throws on the arc to Whiteman. It's on the deck. Loose ball picked up by Reynolds. She jumps, shoots the three straight away off to the left. Ball's on the floor. Baseline hits the boundary. Touched by Bush. Out of bounds to Anna. Two or three scrums for the ball on that sequence of plays. Score remains 31-29. Anna, 4:10 to go, third quarter. Avery Benjamin to midcourt. Right side pass to Barhorst, right corner Bettinger. Avery Benjamin's been held in check. She's been a double-digit scorer up in the teens recently for Anna. Bettinger in the corner, shot fake. Now Avery Benjamin on the arc. Zone defense for Middletown Madison, not allowing Avery to get penetration. Cross-court skip pass to Avery. Here she probes the middle. Little runner right in front. Got it. One-hander by Avery Benjamin. Big goal there, giving Anna a four-point lead. 3.5 to go, third quarter. 33-29 Rockets. Middletown Madison, four-court right. Dietz on the arc. Checked there by Huelskamp. Feeds it to Reynolds. Bounce pass out high to Whiteman. Whiteman fakes left, goes right down the lane, all the way to the cup, driving layup, a dandy. Beautifully done by Whiteman of Madison. Long throw, Anna, down to Bettinger. Bettinger streaks to the rim, leaves it short, no good, but she's tagged on the arm, and she is awarded two. 33-31, Anna up a bucket, 3:11 to go, third quarter.
First time the Rockets have been at the free throw line here in the game.
Free throw by Bettinger, around and out to the right. Anna seldom getting to the rim out of the offense, Chuck.
That's not the reason. Yeah. They're perimeter passing and then taking long shots.
Yep. Both free throws no good by Bettinger of Anna. Rebound down to Middletown Madison. Here's a break, a 3-on-2. Dealt by Dietz to Reynolds. Crammed out of bounds by Anna from behind. Barhorst got a mitt on it. Middletown Madison possession beneath the basket. A chance to tie. 3 minutes to go, third quarter. Ball looped in out on the arc for Whiteman. Poked away momentarily by Barhorst. Hunter Whiteman gets it back. Now to Reynolds, 25 feet away. On a weave, Hoskins into the paint. To Bush, the three-point shooter, straight on. Swish, she's got it. Middletown Madison up a point, 34-33. Kelly Bush drained a triple. Barhorst attacking for Anna, her three-point bomb. She's got it. A swish right back for Anna, which is up two. 2.5 to go in the third. Right corner Reynolds for Middletown Madison. Straight away a three-pointer jacked up there by Kaylee Dietz. No, she's straddling the arc. It rolls in, and we're tied at 36.
She would have clipped her toenails. It would have been a three.
Each team red hot at the moment. Barhorst countering for the Rockets. High arching floater from three-point territory. A little shy. Rebounded by Bush. Bush outlet down the floor to Whiteman. Whiteman on the go. Difficult shot. Off the backboard. No good. Rebound Anna. Avery Benjamin on the break. Benjamin powers to the rim. Shoots it in over Reynolds. Avery Benjamin with a good scamper down the court. Anna by two. Hoskins the other way for Middletown Madison. Out of control around Benjamin. A lot of contact. Bettinger slid over. Hoskins slow getting up. Foul on Anna. Two free throws coming.
Well, I'll tell you what, I would get out of that press because that's what makes Madison be able to run the floor and score.
And get to the free throw line incessantly. Hoskins back there again. Two shots for her. Anna up to 38-36. Middletown Madison had a brief lead here in this quarter a moment ago. A minute 55 remaining in the third period. Free throw by Hoskins up and good. 38-37. Anna in the lead by one. This has been an extremely tightly played game here today. Second free throw, Hoskins. Swish. She's got a pair. We're even up at 38. Minute 50 to go, third quarter. Benjamin midcourt. Right side to Barhorst for Anna. Middletown Madison in the zone. Left corner, it's Boyd. Almost intercepted. Trying to anticipate the throw was Dietz. She got a paw on it and tipped it away into the Anna bench. Boyd inbounding for Anna. Midcourt to Avery Benjamin. Top of the circle. Angles right. Veers back out. Minute 36 to go, third quarter. Now Barhorst. Boyd, left corner. Anna has led most of this game, but Middletown-Madison can't be shaken. Here's a nice drive by Avery Benjamin. Pulls up below the foul line and sinks it from 13 feet. A couple good-looking buckets by Avery Benjamin here in the last 2 minutes for Anna.
She is the only one that's aggressive against that zone right now.
You're right about that, Chuck. Here's a long three by Middletown-Madison. A bomb airborne, missed by Dietz. Rebounded by Anna down the floor to Benjamin. Knocked away, stolen by Bush. Here comes Middletown-Madison, a chance to tie. A minute to go, third quarter. Runnels out of the corner for the lead. It hits the rim, no good. Bush in the lane with a rebound. Turnaround shot off the heel. Rebounded by Spicer of Anna. Backcourt to Benjamin. 50 seconds to go, third quarter. Anna up two. Rockets unable to get any breathing room against Middletown-Madison, which has played the home team very tough here today. Without the point guard, Katie Canner. Deep in the right corner, it is Boyd. Rotated near side to Barhorst. Shoots at baseline for Uhlskamp. And fortunately for Anna, that pass, which was behind Macy, was knocked out of bounds by Madison.
So you put the ball on the floor, you take it in the seam. The defense has a choice to come get you. Now Uhlskamp's open, or you shoot a layup.
Yeah, righto. Here's Benjamin, foul line extended left for Anna. Drives outside the lane on the left. Forces up a shot. Way short, no good. Long lead out to Middletown-Madison's Reynolds. Here's a break. 2-on-1. Offensive foul. Boyd, the only player back for Anna, stood her ground and made one heck of a defensive play. Good posture by Boyd as she set up shop. 3 or 4 feet out in front of the rim. 13 seconds to go. Third quarter. Anna up two with the ball. Benjamin head of the key. Loops it near side to Boyd. Boyd chucks up a three. It's in the air. Off the rim. Over the backboard. Out of bounds. With three ticks left to go here in the third quarter. And Anna up a bucket. And Uhlskamp gets up hobbling a little bit for Anna.
Well, they fell on the back of her legs there after the ball was already out of bounds. It was not intentional, but that had to hurt.
Macy a bit gimpy. Full court pressure by Anna. Inbounds pass deflected. Stolen by Benjamin. Benjamin's got it for Anna. A long 30-footer hit the rim. No good as the third quarter closes out. A fine game here today at Anna High School. The number 3 ranked Rockets, 40. Middletown-Madison, 38 on scoresbroadcast.com.
A master's in business administration from Bluffton University can make a big difference in your life.
I really benefited from the master's degree at Bluffton University. It opened doors for me for career opportunities and expanded my earning power.
Gene Heath, director of cancer care at the Upper Valley Medical Center, says the Bluffton program is convenient. Finish in 2 years, go one night a week.
I was able to continue my career, raise a family, and earn a master's degree all at the same time.
Take Bluffton MBA courses at Edison and Pickwick, Northwest State in Archbold, or the Bluffton main campus. Engage in interactive learning from outstanding university professors.
Career-minded adult students want collaboration in the classroom. This Bluffton program provides a rich, in-depth learning experience.
Phone 800-488-3257 or go to bluffton.edu. Under academics, click on degrees, then graduate programs.
Do it like I did in 2 years, just a class a week.
The Bluffton MBA with YOU in mind.
And so many thanks here today to one of our Anna community sponsors, Wells Brothers, Inc. on Shuey Drive, west of I-75. From a humble start as a contractor in the electrical business, Wells Brothers has grown to span 8 separate divisions now. Superior services include material flow solutions, process piping, industrial construction, plus electrical, plumbing, and HVAC work. Wells Brothers, Inc. in Anna, on the web at wellsbrothers.com. The home of the Rockets, Anna, Ohio, and top flight service from Wells Brothers. Here is Middletown-Madison inbounding. Quick post-up move by Bush to start the fourth quarter. She turns and banks home a 5-footer.
Well, they've run that inbounds play 4 times, and it's worked 4 times.
Boy, if Bush gets it that near the basket, it's an automatic 2. She's a good offensive player. A lot of savvy. Game tied at 40. 30 seconds gone, fourth quarter. Foul line, Spicer turns. Hurls up a quick shot, missed it wildly, rebounded by Middletown-Madison the other way. Dribble drive, Dietz into the lane, coughed it up. Here comes Anna back. 2-on-2 break, Benzman, baseline left, off-balance shot, way short. Rebound Bettinger below the rim, foul on the floor against Middletown-Madison.
Well, that time Sarah Bettinger went up in a demonstrative way, Chuck, for the offensive glass.
She's a slight girl, but she's got long arms, and she's a really good offensive rebounder. That's the fourth foul on Bush. That's going to hurt him a little bit.
Yep, Kelly Bush on the bench with four. Coach McGuire can't leave her out very long, I wouldn't think. Bettinger inbounds to Benzman. Back to Bettinger in the corner. Against the zone defense, rotated right side to Boyd. Right corner, Nicole Barhorst. Here's Boyd. 1 full minute gone here in the fourth quarter. We're tied up at 40. Benzman inside the arc. Dashes into the lane, low on the left to Barhorst. Little four-footer bouncing in. She was in traffic, a lot of congestion. Nice handoff by Benzman to Barhorst, who got the finish. And up two, 42-40. Here's a loose ball, top of the key. Dietz lost it for Middletown. Madison got it back when Bettinger for Anna couldn't hang on. Rockets checking defensively, way out on the floor now. Benzman all over Kaylee Dietz and knocked her down.
That's going to be the third one on Avery.
Three on Benzman. Four on Anna this half. Five on Middletown Madison. 6.5 to go in the fourth quarter. 42-40 Anna. Baseline right. Mohawks throw to the cutter. Hoskins. Oh, a nice drive around two players. Tough angle, though. Banked it. It rolled off. Rebounded by Anna. Down the floor to Avery Benzman. On the arc to Boyd. Left corner, Bettinger. Back to Boyd with 6:15 to play in the game. Benzman right corner, starts a drive, goes below the basket, feeds into the lane to Bettinger, wide open, got it. Avery Benzman, two sparkling assists the last couple trips down for Anna. 2 minutes gone in the fourth. Anna with a four-point lead now. Hoskins timeline for the Mohawks. She's the go-to gal with Bush on the bench. Hoskins spin move, top of the key, twist down the lane, reach-in foul by Anna. Common personal, five each way now. These two teams, a couple from the 1-1. Baseline, left of the basket, Middletown Madison throws in, and the bounce pass attempted for Hannah Clements, a 5'8 sophomore, in as a substitute off the bench. It was bounced wide of her. She could not reach it. It rolled away to the sideline, out of bounds.
Kovsak checks back into the game.
Yep, Kovsak back in now for Middletown Madison. Jackie, a 5'7 sophomore. Again, Bush on the bench for Middletown Madison with four fouls. Rockets up four, 5:35 to go, fourth quarter. Near side pass to Boyd. Bounces left corner to Yuleskamp. Swings it on top to Benzman. Benzman dribbles against the zone. Right corner, Barhorst. Throws it top of the circle to Boyd. Boyd hangs on, doesn't shoot. Back to Benzman. Again, five team fouls each way. Benzman, high right, probes the middle, short on the 12-footer, rebound volleyballed around, and it's gotten back on the play by Schmidtmeyer of Anna. Foul line to Boyd, 16-footer, short. Nice rebound in the paint by Yuleskamp. Hooks it toward the iron, way off the mark. Good defense by the Mohawks who've got the ball. Quickly down the floor, Whiteman, 4:56 to go in the game. Anna up four. Here's Whiteman looking at head coach Brian McGuire, who signals for a timeout. Rockets up four over Middletown Madison, 4:52 to go on scoresbroadcast.com.
The staff at Sydney Body Car Star understands that traffic accidents happen.
If you're involved in one, come to Sydney Body Car Star and relax. We'll take it from here.
Great growth in business led to recent expansion at Sydney Body Car Star, where you benefit from the very best collision repair technicians.
I take great pride in making sure that the details and color matches are exactly perfect.
Satisfaction guaranteed at Sydney Body Car Star.
Well, recently I had my vehicle there, and I was able to go online and view the progress they were making daily. This put my mind at ease and I was able to relax.
Using Sydney Body Car Star's advanced software program, AutoWatch, follow your car through the repair process from home.
Customers always come back and back and back at Sydney Body Car Star.
175 North Stolly in Sydney.
We're honest, we care, we're friendly and near. We're Car Star, relax. We'll take it from here.
Phone 492-4783.
This game has been tight throughout, as the quarter scores would indicate. Here's Middletown Madison inbounding. finding an open player in the left corner. It's Hannah Clements who's coming off the bench. She's not guarded wide open. She sinks the 15-footer but shuffled her feet so slightly before letting the ball go, and the goal is nullified. Anna gets it back ahead before. 4.5 to go. Beautiful pass, Avery Benjamin. What an assist from out on the floor, 25 feet away. She found Hillscamp low on the right for a short bank shot. Anna has spurted now, 6 in a row by the Rockets, who lead by half dozen, 4:18 to go. 46-40. This game has been very close throughout. Quarter scores would indicate so. 21-18 Anna, then 25-23 at the half, 40-38 at the end of three. Middletown Madison got the first goal of the fourth to tie it. Here's a drive and a miss. Thrown up on the run by Whiteman, not good. She was hustling toward the basket. Maybe a little too hasty, couldn't catch iron, overshot it off the window, and Anna gobbled up the rebound. Benjamin 30 feet away, little Avery on the dribble for Anna. 3:41 to go in the fourth quarter, near side to Boyd. Left corner, Barhorse back to Boyd. Benjamin controlling. Oh, here's a pass, telegraphed, interception, Hoskins. Hoskins the other way, all the way to the rack. Left it short, no good. Benjamin nicked her on the arm. Good call by the referee. Tell you what, Chuck, Allie Hoskins for Middletown Madison has been extremely perceptive today. She's had four or five just flat-out steals, intercepted passes.
Yeah, she does a great job of jumping into the passing lane.
Uh-huh. She was nailed by Benjamin in the act of shooting, and she pops in the first free throw to make it a 46-41 game with 3:28 to go.
And now Benjamin's got four fouls.
Avery Benjamin, four. She's on the court for Anna. Kelly Bush with four for Middletown Madison. She's back in as Hoskins sinks two. 46-42. Anna in the lead by four. 3 minutes, 23 seconds to go in the game. Hulskamp on the arc, gives it up to Benjamin. Here's a long lob, low on the left for Hulskamp. Down inside, catches, missed it, in and out. Another good pass by Benjamin. Shot wouldn't fall. Here's Hoskins nearly palming it. Dribble drive into the corner. Handoff behind her to Dietz. In and out on the three. Rebound and a long lead out to Benjamin. Driving and scoring with the left hand. Good play by Benjamin of Anna. 6-point lead Rockets. Here's Hoskins. Dribble drive for Middletown Madison against three Anna players. She took it on her shoulders to counter the goal by the Rockets. Good play by Hoskins. None of the Anna defenders could get set in time as Hoskins weaved into the lane, fast breaking against Anna pressure, and drew another two-shot foul. 48-42 Anna, 2:51 to go in the game. Free throw, Allie Hoskins. Soft touch, front rim, backboard, and in. 48-43 Anna by five. Rockets simply cannot shake Middletown Madison here today. The pesky Mohawks are within four. Four straight free throws by Hoskins. 48-44. Anna on top. 2:42 to go in the fourth quarter. Middletown Madison still in that zone. And it's prohibited the Rockets from shooting a lot of three balls here today. And in the second half has been a little more selective. Avery Benjamin has had good assists in the last two quarters of this game. Ball inbounded by Anna after Middletown Madison knocked it out into backcourt to Benjamin, who walks it to the timeline. We're down to 2:27 to go. Five team fouls on Middletown Madison. Here's Hulskamp, top of the circle, near side to Benjamin. Oh, Barhorse was loose underneath, and Benjamin didn't see her. Ball rotated right corner to Hulskamp. 2:12 to go in the game. Straightaway Barhorse, near side to Boyd. Boyd picked up by Runnels. Boyd hangs on, goes to Benjamin between the rings, and head coach Doug Martin of Anna gets a timeout with 2:05 left in the fourth. Team foul situation, 7 on Anna, 5 on the Mohawks. Rockets up 4, just over 2 to play on scores.broadcast.com.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center markets in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
With 2 minutes and 5 seconds to go in the fourth quarter, Anna Rockets throw it inbounds. Bettinger to Benzman in backcourt. Middletown Madison's got to foul twice before Anna shoots free throws. Boyd near side, back to Bettinger on top, right side to Benzman. Benzman around her defender, foul line to Yuleskamp, but doesn't shoot. Rockets had a slim opening there, but didn't try. Minute 43 to go. Boyd, 25 feet away. Lob pass down low on the right to Bettinger. Little turnaround J, 7-footer around the edge of the backboard. Good. What a play by Bettinger of Anna. Rockets ahead by 6. Quickly Bush, forecourt for Middletown Madison. Stops and pops from 18. It rattles out. No good. Benzman's got the carom for Anna. Minute 20 to go. Rockets up 6. Anna unable to pull away from Middletown Madison all day. Outside the arc on the left, it's Barhorst. In fact, Chuck, the 6-point lead right now has been the biggest Anna's had. And here's a foul 30 feet from the goal committed by Madison's Allie Hoskins, her third. We're down to 108 to go in the fourth quarter. Anna ahead by 6. Boy, game scrappy effort by Middletown Madison on the road here today against the number 3 team in the state in girls division 3, Anna. Rockets have got it near midcourt. Benzman on the weave with Boyd. Middletown Madison comes out to foul as Kaylee Dietz picks it up, sending Boyd to the stripe with the 1-and-1. 54.2 to go. Anna 50, Middletown Madison 44. Mohawks, Chuck, here in the fourth quarter. What, just one field goal?
Yeah, 4 free throws, 1 field goal.
Here's a 1-and-1 situation for Holly Boyd, and it lips the rim. No good. Rebounded by Hoskins of Middletown Madison, and she strolls down the floor, glides all the way into the lane. Holly Boyd gets over late. Hoskins is so adept at driving the middle of the court and drawing contact. She did it again, not in the act of shooting. So it's a 1-and-1 for Hoskins. Boy, she has put the load on her shoulders and has tried single-handedly here in the fourth quarter to keep Middletown Madison in this game. And Hoskins pours in her 5th straight free throw in the final period. 50-45, Anna. 48 ticks left on the clock. Second shot, Hoskins for the Mohawks. She flexes the knees. A lot of rim, backboard, it rolls in. And head coach McGuire gets a timeout. Anna's up 4, 50-46 with 48 seconds left. Chuck will take a short break. Back in 30 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Honey, why does the doorbell ring when I turn on the kitchen lights?
I rewired that. It should work now.
No. No, it doesn't.
Don't rely on short-term fixes that need long-term solutions. A U.S. Bank Home Equity line of credit may help turn the equity in your home into lasting improvements. Visit a U.S. Bank branch, usbank.com/dreambig, or call 800-209-BANK.
Home sweet normal home.
Some restrictions may apply. Subject to credit approval. Mortgage and home equity products offered through U.S. Bank National Association, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
On the Dickman Supply scoreboard, it's Anna 50, Middletown Madison 46. With 48 seconds to go here in the fourth, and a possession after 2 made free throws by Hoskins of Middletown Madison. Thanks so much to Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. One of our underwriting sponsors here today on scoresbroadcast.com, along with Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Go to the website for added savings, Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Here is Anna inbounding. It goes to Benzman. She's doubled up by a couple of players from Middletown Madison, one of whom reaches out and hangs on to the back of Benzman. 1-and-1 for the Rockets. Team foul 8 on the Mohawks. Benzman, a good free throw shooter at the stripe. Boyd was there a moment ago and missed the front end of the 1-1. She had two free throws at that point to put Anna up 8. Benzman drops in the foul shot, earns the bonus. 51-46, Anna ahead by 5. 46.5 to go, fourth quarter. Second free throw by Avery. One hands it up toward the rim. Swish. She's got it. Anna by 6. 52-46, matching the biggest lead of this game. It has been close throughout, very tightly played. Reynolds, top of the circle, left side pass broken up by Barhorst, who nearly got the breakaway steal. It goes out of bounds. 34.9 to go. Middletown Madison needs to get the ball to Hoskins or Bush. Here comes Alley, top of the circle, splits a couple Anna defenders, and lost the basketball below the hoop. Into the hands of Hulskamp of Anna, backcourt to Benzman, foul Mohawks, and Anna will shoot. Middletown Madison gave an extremely good account of itself here today, playing without point guard senior Katie Cantor. Free throw line for Anna Hulskamp, 1-1. Next foul by Middletown Madison, double bonus for Anna. In and out, no good on the shot. Rebound is knocked away by Bettinger, out of bounds, off Anna. Still life for the Mohawks, behind by 6. 52-46, Hoskins at midcourt. Fires a pass to Reynolds, intercepted by Benzman, who slipped in front, took away the pass. Benzman thought it was coming, she anticipated it. Foul, Mohawks. Double bonus for Benzman, 20.4 to go. 52-46 in favor of Anna. Benzman made both ends of the 1-1, her last trip here. No good, off to the left. Double bonus this time. She's still got a second upcoming. Anna a little spotty at the free throw line late in this game. Second shot, Avery, swish. Anna up 7. Biggest advantage in this game. 53-46. 16 seconds to go. Hoskins to Reynolds. Shot fake on the arc. Then it's blocked by Benzman. Back into Avery's hands with 7 seconds to go. And she will dribble it away. Under 4 to play. Rocket fans on their feet. Mohawk fans as well. Everybody treated to an afternoon delight here at Anna today. A very good Division III girls basketball game won by Anna, 53-46. But what a scrap put up by Middletown Madison, which fought the number 3 ranked Rockets tooth and nail to the finish. We notice Macy Hulskamp going off the floor for Anna with a little bit of a limp. She stoved a foot or an ankle in that fourth quarter on a play on the boundary where she went to the hardwood and a player landed on her leg. We hope Macy's okay and gets back on the floor real quick. We've got the Anna game, by the way, for you on Tuesday from New Knoxville. Division IV Midwest Athletic Conference opponent. New Knoxville takes on Anna on Tuesday night, 7:30 tip. We've got the webcast at 7:10. Coach McGuire of Middletown Madison, Coach Martin of Anna, shaking hands down at courtside. Very good rivalry in place. Two solid girls Division III programs. The two teams will collide again next year at Middletown Madison. And who knows, Chuck, these two teams might meet in the tournament. They are in the same super sectional, most of which will be played at Franklin Monroe. A couple early rounds, several games at tip. But most of that event will be at Franklin Monroe. And these two clubs could play again. Middletown Madison doesn't figure to be one of the top 2 or 3 seeds, but could be right there at 4 or 5.
Yeah, I know they changed this years ago. Not a big fan of the super sectional. Not a big fan of the seeding being done by record. I think that the old way was the best. You seed 4, and then you draw a pill and you take your chances. Yep. It's made it so the first round games in tournaments are absolutely awful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they can be lopsided. That is for certain. This Middletown Madison team is a club that certainly can't be judged by record 10-7.
Well, that's what's going to happen to them.
Uh-huh. Yep. That's deceiving. It's a much better team than 10-7. That is for certain. Anna Rockets with the victory today advanced to 16-1. Play at New Knoxville on Tuesday, and then home to Graham next Thursday, 1 week from today, at Fort Loramie in Shelby County League action. And that game could very well be for an outright league championship should Anna win it. Fort Loramie wants to get a piece of the action and knock off Anna next Saturday and get a share of the Shelby County League title. Middletown Madison, a valiant effort here today. Anna could never push the lead beyond more than three or four till the last couple minutes of the game when Anna inched it out to six, got it to seven at the game's end. The Mohawks always within striking distance all afternoon long. A superb game here today. Anna does win eventually by 7, 53-46. And Chuck, are Clancy's stars of the game?
Well, I'm not. If I was going to give one to Middletown, it's quite a little drive for them. Hoskins, he had 16. She was 8 for 8 from the free throw line. The young lady had a terrific game and kept them in it. And then on the other side, where I am going to give them a Clancy's star of the game, Nicole Barhorst, she scored 16 points. Didn't play the last 2 minutes of the first quarter, didn't play the second quarter because of two fouls, and ended up with 16 points. She was terrific tonight. And Avery Bensman, she had 13. She had probably had 10 assists.
Yes.
She had 5 or 6 steals. I could give Avery the Clancy's player of the game every time we do it, but sometimes you just got to spread it out a little bit.
Yeah, Avery's passing was marvelous here today. Allie Hoskins from Middletown Madison drove the basketball extremely well to the goal. She would not be stopped. She was very strong for the Mohawks here today. For Anna, as Chuck pointed out, sterling effort by Nicole Barhorst. She wins the Clancy's Award, Clancy's Restaurant, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Clancy's in Sydney, one of our underwriting sponsors here today, along with Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, Pemberton Jackson Center, and New Knoxville, the Bluffton University MBA program, Brookins in Fort Loramie, Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville, Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Go to the website for added savings at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney, what's your favorite thing? The In-Between, just south of Botkins, where the food is not in between, it's out of this world. John Hemp Imagery in Sydney, he gives you his best shot. Adams Tech Solutions in McCartyville, on-time, high-tech computer solutions. Wells Brothers, Inc. in Anna, 8 expanding divisions, including excellent workmanship. And these anchor underwriting sponsors, the Sydney Daily News, the best sports page coverage around, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, the U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Sydney Body Car Star on Stolly in Sydney, LaCalle Equipment in Jackson Center, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Barker Insurance, North Edge of Sydney, and American Architectural Glass in Clayton. Enjoyed the game very much here today, Chuck. We got more than we bargained for. Outstanding contest, undecided right to the last minute. Middletown Madison, a stout foe for Anna here this afternoon.
Well, I mean, we felt like maybe with Cantor out, it was going to be kind of a mismatch, but those young ladies out there did an outstanding job of just hanging in the game and doing what they had to do, and it was a seven-pointer at the end, but it was only a seven-pointer because Bensman hit some free throws down the stretch.
Mm-hmm. This Middletown Madison team has built a strong girls basketball tradition on the west side of Middletown in Butler County, having gone to the state championship game in the last several years and also to a regional final
Anna beat Middletown Madison in a regional championship game several years ago as the Rockets went on to win the state title of their own, a one of two in recent time. Great game today. Anna does pull it out by seven, leading at every quarter stop. We were tied at 40 a minute into the fourth quarter. Anna inched ahead by six and held on to a lead of at least four in the waning minutes of this game, winding up with a seven-point margin at the very end. Don't forget tonight, we've got a tip-off at 8. Boys action, the annual Shelby Dark County Boundary War between Versailles and Rushi. From Rushi, the Tigers from the Midwest Athletic Conference, the Raiders from the Shelby County League, tip off at 8 on the web at 7:40 tonight on scoresbroadcast.com. And then on Tuesday, Anna Girls back in action at New Knoxville, 7:30 tip, 7:10 webcast time on Tuesday night. For Rhett Gish, our scoresbroadcast.com chief engineer, for Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color on-site engineering, Jack Kramer bidding you good afternoon from here at Anna, where the Rockets have defeated Middletown Madison 53-46.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.